So we're holding further in the Peleoyetz in the Indian of a Beis HaKnesses, in Memches, page Memches. We spoke about the idea of going to the Beis HaKnesses with a roimus, with a sense of mission and of purpose. Va'achakach, kavanas halev hin advar. We're in the second paragraph towards the bottom. Shetzarech lihiyos yorei v'chari v'royish v'roy eid. Eich yekonis lehechal ha-melech klimale busha uchlima. A person needs to be hyper aware of how a person walks into the Beis HaKnesses. Yare, v'charej, be fearful. I use the term, I don't touch the word yare as fearful necessarily. It's more of a sense of respect, out of a sense of
awe.
Very good. That's noira, right? Noira is lush noira. But the idea is, again, a reverence. That's the term I'm looking for, reverence. V'chared, a little bit like, you know, the Lashon Charedi, right? It was Chared Lufnei Hashem, that we shake before God. V'royesh, v'royed, eich yikonis lehechal ha-melech klimali busha uchlima. That we are like vessels that are just, we're jokes. Let's be honest, humans are jokes. We go to the bathroom, we're kinna, v'sinna, we have anger, we have jealousy, we look down on people, we judge people, and like we have nothing to even look towards ourselves that we're so perfect. And a guy walks around like, oh, he's mamash tishpitz, mamash the best. Oh, he's better than this, better than that. He judges this, judges that. It's ridiculous. So they like to go into the heichal hamelech, to go into the house of the king. You are not worthy. Inherently, we're not worthy. And yet we are. When you say the words, that I, in God's tremendous chesed, allows me to come into his home. It's clearly not because of you, it's because of other schosim. I had a very similar experience. I was in America, and I went for one of these like very popular things nowadays. They're called these Rosh Chodesh dancing minyanim. It's a new thing that's happening now, where people like to get together, play music, they have a band, they have a DJ. It's a whole interesting thing for Hallow. No, everyone's got to try at least once in life. What? Oh, yeah, I guess they started it, right? Oh.
So.
Listen, you know, nice, worse, I don't know. I try to go to middle ground. You're right. It doesn't have to be one way or the other. It doesn't have to also be like dancing around. Okay.
No, but it's nice to give us some simcha.
You don't have to convince me. Oh, but what I'm not the story I'm about to tell you has nothing to do with the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh and it was Rosh Chodesh davening. It's about the fact that the person that I was davening by, this person, a very, very wealthy fellow who lives in Englewood, New Jersey. I'm not going to say his name out of the fact that if he's getting money, I'm getting it. I'm not giving it to you. No, but is that it's a beautiful house. Guy's got like two Porsches in his front yard, right? Not on the yard itself, right? Obviously, that would be like redneck stuff. It's in the driveway. He has like a Range Rover. Everyone's coming here. Like these are all the Spitz, the fanciest of the guys. From people coming in from Manhattan, people coming in from the Five Towns, from Great Neck, from all parts of New Jersey. To daven by this minyan. It's like it's a VIP, like only you are allowed to come if you have either someone bringing you or...
A lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. I don't, and like I felt like, so chashiv, like wow, mama, look at me. And my fantasies quickly went away when I looked at my bank account. I said, oh yeah, it has nothing to do with the fact that I have money. Why? Because my cousin brought me there. My cousin, Baruch Hashem, was a big tzaddik. He's friends with all these pechever, so he brought me there to daven the minyan. It was a beautiful minyan, but I felt this... the only nikud I'm trying to bring out is this nikud of when you go to a place that you inherently don't belong in. This is not your crowd. This is not my crowd. I'm not the Porsche crowd. I'm not the Range Rover crowd. I'm not the Tesla. What's the Spitz Tesla they have today, right? What's the top Tesla they have? Right, the what do you call it? The Cybertruck. I'm not a Cybertruck guy. I live in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. I drive a Hyundai 2013, which maybe for some people that's considered already like, you know, a fancy car in Israel. But a Hyundai i30 is like... It's less than 20 years old. Like, wow, it's already chashim. This is not my crowd. But I did touch this sense of avoy v'ani b'rev chastecha, avoy b'esecha, that I'm coming to a place which is not my crowd. A person has to also touch on this nekuda as well, that I'm coming to daven in a shul. I inherently don't belong here. No, what does it mean? Hashem doesn't want... Of course Hashem wants you. Hashem wants you to feel all that stuff. But inherently by the fact that we do have errors, that we're not the purest individuals, we don't do everything l'shma, we don't do the best that we can, we're not meeting our full potential, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants you to come to shul. Wow, that's beroiv chazdecha, Hashem's allowing me to come. It's not because of you. It's because something is above you, because you're the reason why, because you're a yid. A yid is a pintel yid. A yid has schus avos. Again, it is a Ben Avram, Ben Yitzchak, Ben Yaakov. That's the reason why I'm here. in my mashal, was because I had a cousin that brought me there. I mean, everybody has a separate reason as to why you're there. It's not inherently because of you. We have the opportunity to make it because of us, but it inherently is not because of you. V'chavin, in that mindset, v'chavin chastecha remez la'avram avinu olav hashom isha chesed kotchecha. Remez l'yitzchak shiz kadesh agabim zbeach. You should be thinking back and hearkening back to why what brought you here was the fact that Avram Avinu was an ish chesed. Or the fact that Yitzchak Avinu was in his kaddish on the Akedah. B'yurasecha remez l'Yaakov. Ma'anor ha'makom ha'zeh. That Yaakov Avinu had such a sense of awe and a sense of reverence for the place that he said, lo yadati, v'anoch yadati. I didn't know this place was a place of holiness. Again, the sense of reverence that they all had. V'aschos amonu nismachim l'kanas ha'makom ha'kodesh. U'mitoich kach, ha'cha yitin al-liba la'amud sham'ema b'yira b'reses v'ziyah. To be such a place, a person should place in their heart this sense of awe, a sense of fear. It should really overwhelm you. We spoke about this before, this nekuda, of that some shuls have become country clubs, right? They become, it's the Jewish version of a country club. What do goyim have? They belong to the golf club. And they get together and they swing deals and they do this and they talk about that and they talk about who's politics, who got divorced, who got married, all the shtiyot in the veil. This nekuda here also is that unfortunately shuls have become that nekuda in the sense that it's just a place where people come, they chill, they hang out, they say hello, they have this kiddush club situation, right? I'm sure you guys know about this. I can't hear you so well, what? He wasn't saying about that. Well, hold on. I'll start knocking the chaise. But I will say like this. That he is not saying specifically during davening. He's saying that the shul is not a place that's meant for socializing. It's not a social hall. If it's a social hall, it's a social hall, beseder. But to do in the makom ha'echal, that's inappropriate. That's not the place where you should be doing it. Someone who speaks in shul. I'm not going to translate it because I don't think people can handle it today. Tismar saras enoish maras choymer shaboy. Lavavis yichav lashenase kehet l'rabim ha'am me'oretz. Ve'en dirgash yishoyim l'fam choymer shaboy ma'adorishim ba'am. Ve'af begin manichim minhagam harav o'ilm kemina ganoig. Oy la'em l'briyas. Miyom hadin v'yom hatichecha. Oy, it's such people, again, who just to very summarize it, which is people who don't have a sense of proper attitude towards how they treat a beis haknesses properly. U'b'yoyse pasasa ha'mispachas hazoy. Such a virus. Such a scab has spread. That these times of the year have become, unfortunately, debauched moments. Places where people are not treating the shul properly. How many times have you found somebody laid out sprawled in the middle of the floor in a Beis HaKnesses on a Purim, vomit all over him, he threw up, he was lucky, he didn't get it inside the Aron Kodesh because they had the lock because he was about to throw up in the Aron Kodesh itself, and I've heard such stories.
Would you say the case of people playing in a band for Hallel, is that a problem with the Beis HaKnesses?
I don't know. Vaiter, yeah, I don't know. If it's inappropriate, if it's done in an inappropriate manner. You know, the Beis HaMikdash had instruments also. Yeah. Okay, the question is like, are you bringing in like an EDM DJ, doom, 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 like in the middle of Hallel? I'm not sure that that's what they would have by the Korbanis. You know, I'm saying, you don't seem so convinced by that. Okay, it sounds like you like EDM. What?
There's no
DJ. Doom, 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 doom. Yo, believe me. There's more.
I mean, it's not normal, but it's not an
issue. It's an issue. I don't know. I don't like taking big opinions on things.
I mean,
yeah.
But if it's something that really raises up the scene for the people, I'm not saying that's the way, but somehow the crowd.
There has to be a limiting factor.
Without doing
Mayor,
things right.
There has to be a limiting factor. Right, what's the limiting factor? If someone will come in and say, you know what, I'm going to do drugs before I go to Davin, that's going to raise me to a high level. Right, you don't seem so convinced by that. Yeah, you know, the idea is going into show. That like, isn't that like, what do you mean? The tachlis can't always be the end result, being like, the end just by means. That if people feel good about it, there's a lot of things people make feel good.
It's exact opposite of what he's saying.
Yeah.
How are you going in Ava Reses Vizia when there's a DJ, or even a drum set and a thing about to play for Halloween?
Again, it could be done. Certain things could be done classy. I think inherently, let's say like an EDM, like I said, an EDM, electric dance music for Yitzchak, who is above the age of 40, right? It means it's music that's done electronically, right? Oh, good. I was choshed you. Anyway, so the point is that that's obviously something which doesn't bring others towards a level of simcha to the extent that it's a Torah digger simcha.
But what if because of that music, people, instead of being talking with each other, they end up singing and dancing Hallel? What's the...
This is a good question. This is a good question.
You're supposed to learn Torah. You want me to bring a guitar and start playing guitar?
I think you're taking too extreme of an opinion. Do you agree that there's a difference between playing a guitar and having classy, let's say, oh, as long as the music isn't the thing? Let me explain what it means. The musical instrument should always be, what Eric calls all music, is that it's accompanying the lyrics as opposed to it drowning out the lyrics. That's always the way music should be done. Is the music, if it adds spice to the words, but if you can't hear the words and you don't even know where the guy's holding, then that's not called, then you're just listening to EDM. So go to Chmes, go to this famous guy Marshmallow, go to Skrillex, you know who he is, right? Exactly. You know who these chavra are, you know who these people are, right? Exactly. So to go to them at that point. Why do you have to go to that? Why do you have to go? You know,
why
the music.
How goofy.
I agree. I don't think we're saying anything different. I'm just saying there's certain things that can be done in a classy way and there's things that can be done in a not classy way. And sometimes, often, you know, it's become a very normal thing that at chasanos, that like they have like the regular Jewish music for all the families and the older people that are there. And then once everyone leaves, and like 11 o'clock, it's not a joke, I've seen this at chasanos. That's what happened at your wedding. Exactly. Yeah, you brought in your Sephardi friend who puts on the iPad and connects and starts going, dunk, 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 and then the guys go crazy. And then all the Dover Osir Shabbat Oilam go out. Listen, I'm not opposed to the chasanos of the Mishayevs and the Bechafer and Mishpacha. I'm quite pro the family. Adar Abba, I'm a big fan of it. Let's just say that it's a different turn of the generation. That was not my chas, I'll tell you that. Oh, the kol mishish b'yad limchois. Anyone who has the opportunity, the ability to protest, Asaf, I'm sure this speaks to you very well. Yeah, because you love protesting. Daniel's ready to go with a pitchfork. But this kol, some guys are living parshas Pinchas all year round. Oh, this yimchel devar kvoit shmoi. They're so excited to mavish b'meichel l'shem Hashem. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. If they don't have the ability to b'meichel, which, by the way, would apply to both of you, but keep your mouth shut, and at least don't do it yourself. Okay, listen, we'll stop here.